What the Tech is brought to you by ButcherBox. For $20 off your first box and a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription, go to butcherbox.com/Andrew and enter Andrew at checkout. TextExpander helps you communicate smarter. Visit TextExpander.com/podcast for 20% off your first year. What the Tech? Hey everybody, welcome to What the Tech. I'm Andrew Zarian. Of course, I'm joined by my longtime podcasting partner, Paul Theroux. How you doing, Paul?
Don't mind me.
What happened? What's going on there? You're having a hard time.
I'm having quite a day.
You are having quite a day. It's okay, though. Listen, it's Tuesday. It's after Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, Paul?
Excellent. How was yours?
Busy. I did all the cooking. Yeah. My wife did none of it. I cooked everything. No, actually, no. I made the turkey, and she did the sides, and everybody brought food. I hosted it. Did you host it, or you went somewhere?
No, this time we went to my sister's house, but we had our kind of a private Thanksgiving the night before, just for the four of us. And then they had 29 people at their house.
How big was the bird for 29 people?
We had just for the four of us?
Yeah.
16 pounds.
Okay, how about for the 29 people? It has to be like a 30-pound turkey.
Two turkeys, they were both about 28 pounds.
Oh, my God. I did a 28-pound turkey, and this is probably the biggest one that I've done. But it's over. Black Friday's gone. Cyber Monday's over. And we're in the final month of month of 2018, which, boy, am I glad that this year's almost over. Paul and I have... What?
Did you buy anything over the long weekend?
I did not. I bought zero. I was tempted many times, but I didn't buy anything. Did you?
Yeah. We bought four Philips Hue color lights. They were on sale. I went to buy all four from Amazon. I was told I can only buy two.
Oh, weird.
So my wife bought two more with her account.
So you know what's interesting? I want to bring that up. Did you have any color lights prior to that, or is that your first set?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we just wanted to get more of them.
Okay, so I use the LifeX lights. Actually, we should talk about this because this is something that a lot of people are into. It wasn't in my mind of things to talk about, but let's talk about this. I use the LifeX bulbs because it's the brightest one on the market. And I think it was Linus. He does all these tech videos on YouTube.
Yeah, the Linus on Tech.
Yeah. Linus did a comparison between the Hue, the LifeX, and an $18 knockoff. Mm-hmm. And the $18 knockoff was at par when it came to brightness it was maybe a little bit brighter than the Philips Hues, but it wasn't as bright as the LifeX. But for $18 compared to $60.
Pertinent question, though.
Yes.
Does it have a Philips Hue logo on it?
No.
So, by the way, I seriously considered getting, I don't remember the brand name, but Amazon sells a... We might have talked about this last week. There's like an Amazon brand or like a third party brand that Amazon sells with their dots and stuff that you can get much more cheaply. The only reason I didn't do that is because we actually, even though you can use a Google Assistant or some kind of centralized interface to control everything in your house, the truth is for the smart light stuff, we just use the Philips Hue app. And I find it to be more feature complete and do more. And so rather than introduce another set of lights that had a different interface and would be controlled using a different app, I was like, you know what? These are on sale. They're more expensive. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But we already have some, and I just thought,
stick with them.
Yeah. Just stick with what you know.
These are the ones that I have, by the way. These are the LifeX ones.
Yeah.
But these are old. I mean, I don't know. I know that they probably revised these because I got these a couple of years ago, and I have to tell you, it is buggy.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily want to blame the bulb, the product, because it's something to do with my Wi-Fi. But I have to tell you, sometimes these and this is a couple years old. It's not the latest generation one, unless I'm assuming they've revamped it, they revised it. But it resets itself constantly, so it'll become like default whatever the default name is, And then it'll, it won't be seen on my 5G network, but it'll be seen on my 2.4G network. Sometimes. It depends. Yeah. So sure. it has a... You know, these things aren't perfect. Do you have any of those problems with the Philips Hues?
No.
It always works.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah. So maybe I should try out... I should order those Philips Hues. I actually should order those $18 ones.
Sorry, what?
No, sorry. I couldn't hear you. I don't know why it ducks you out. Maybe, Paul, it doesn't like you.
Yep.
That's what I think. I do want to talk about this a little bit more. So you bought the Philips Hues. Do you have any other smart lights?
No.
Nothing. Okay.
I like to keep them all the same.
Yeah, I'm curious what people are using and if people are actually going to buy it. There was a good deal on the LifeX ones and the Philips Hue ones, and it was amazing how cheap these... a lot of these, actually, there is an update. You might need to do a firmware update, someone just said. It's amazing how inexpensive LED lights have gotten, especially some of these smarter lights compared to... I mean, I think I paid like $70 a piece a couple of years ago when I got these. And I know the Philips Hues are still not cheap. You're still paying about $40 a light, right?
Actually, let me tell you what I did pay. Because they probably are that expensive normally. We both bought a two-pack. it was 40, so they were $20 a piece.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
On sale, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. So, I mean, it is getting more, you know, more affordable for most people. But the other thing
you get a light bulb for like $1.
I know.
You know, so it's not like, you know, you're going to save money over the lifetime of the bulb, maybe, if you live in this house long enough and nothing goes wrong, but.
I mean, isn't that the angle, right? You keep the bulb; these won't ever go bad. You keep it, and it'll work forever. So, in the lifespan of this bulb, it could last you for 200 years.
So, we've not had a Philips Hue bulb go bad, but anyone who has bought LED bulbs, just normal bulbs, knows that they don't last like the claims, right? And I think a lot of it might have to do. I don't remember the exact issue. It's the electricity or the you know, you're using like the wrong wattage equivalent bulb or whatever it might be, but it kind of cuts down on the lifetime of it. Yeah, if I started buying Philips Hue bulbs and they lasted a year or something, that would be the end of that. But so far, they've worked pretty well.
Yeah. I do have a lot of questions for you because it was an interesting Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. Amazon killed it this year. They had one of the most profitable days ever, if you really look at it. They did unbelievable, especially with their Amazon products. So I do want to talk about that and a couple other things. But before we continue, I want to thank our great sponsor. And listen, it's the holidays. Everybody's cooking. Everybody's eating. Everybody's doing something. And you're going to need to be prepared. And I absolutely love ButcherBox because I actually used some of my products over the last couple of days, some of the things that came in my ButcherBox to cook for my family. I've been hosting people every single day, Paul. Every day, somebody's over my house now with this kitchen almost done. Everybody's coming over. Everybody's coming to check things out. And they have a great offer for everybody. You get $20 off your first box plus free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription when you go to butcherbox.com/Andrew. And the cool thing about ButcherBox is that you could choose from a curated box, including a mix of high quality beef, chicken, pork, you know, whatever you like, or you could customize your box so it's only beef or it's only chicken, or it's only pork. Sometimes you don't eat, you know, maybe you're not doing chicken. Maybe you're just doing beef. The meat is frozen at peak freshness for individual vacuum-sealed, vacuum-packed, biodegradable packages so you know that it's coming fresh. And also, this is the awesome thing. They carefully calculate how much dry ice to put in the box so when it's left at your doorstep, it doesn't matter if you live in Arizona or you live in New York, they're able to calculate for so it stays fresh at your doorstep. If you're not home, you're not, you know, it's not just melting away on the corner of your house. ButcherBox delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, and heritage-bred pork. Antibiotic and hormone-free, ButcherBox believes in a healthier food system where everyone has access to meat the way nature intended, free of antibiotics and hormones. I absolutely love these guys. I can't wait till I get my next box. I'm actually almost out of everything. So also you could choose from 5 different types of box, all beef, beef chicken, beef pork, the mixed box and the custom box, like I said. So that's the awesome thing. I'm almost out. So I got to check when it's coming. And here's a great offer for What the Tech listeners. You receive $20 off your first box and a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription by going to butcherbox.com/Andrew when you enter the code Andrew at checkout. I want to thank ButcherBox for supporting the show and continually feeding me amazing, amazing meat. I know Suncast is going to ISO that last sentence that I said and send it to me. Paul, so Amazon had a record-breaking day on Monday, correct? Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that's what they're saying. I'm surprised Monday and not Friday. I'm curious why they didn't have it on Friday, because did you actually go in? Because first of all, Amazon has the most convoluted way of shopping for Cyber Monday deals.
Yeah.
It's really weird how they do it. So like you click on Cyber Monday deals and they have this really old school, like just random crap that's available, and it doesn't really tell you. Like one is, look in here, save 30% on your favorite character toys from $3.59 to $52. Right. You know, it doesn't really profile non-Amazon items.
Category pages and stuff. You could find
stuff. I don't know. I always have a difficulty with this, but they do a phenomenal job at highlighting the products that they have.
I do have one regret from this past weekend.
What was it?
I use an iPad mini to read and to watch when I go on trips to watch movies. I bought, you know, the upgraded version with 120 gigs of storage so I can fit stuff on it when I'm traveling. And I just love the size of it. But the battery life has been going downhill this past year. It's all beaten up. I mean, it's all, you know, every corner is destroyed. It's not in very good shape. And, you know, the performance is terrible because this thing is 3 or 4 processor generations old now, and they've never upgraded it, you know, Apple. So I've been, you know, I this year I've considered on and off buying a new or refurbished 9.7-inch iPad with a more up-to-date processor. It, you know, be a bigger device, which I kind of don't like for my purposes, but I figured, you know, the new one is roughly the same price and, you know, whatever. So over the weekend, I shouldn't say over the weekend, on Black Friday, Apple through Amazon had the 128 gigabyte version of the 9.7 iPad, the new one,
okay,
on sale for $100 off. It was I've already forgotten the price. $329, I think, was the price. Oh, and nice. I went back and looked at it multiple times. I thought about it. And I never pulled the trigger. And I went back on Cyber Monday and I looked at it again. And it was on sale, but it was only on sale for $50 off. So it was like $379. Because I think it's normally $429 for that version. And I was just like, oh, you know, like I can't. So I wasn't going to buy it at $379. And now it's like, so maybe after Christmas there'll be a, you know, more iPads will come back and they'll have them in the refurbished store and I can just get one that way. Or maybe Apple, through its benevolence, will finally ship a new iPad mini like it's rumored to be doing.
It is interesting how they forgot about the iPad mini. They've been concentrating so much on the Pro lineup.
I feel like a new iPad mini would sell well, but plus it wouldn't require a lot of engineering work, you know. The other thing is, and this won't help me right now, but if I could kind of stick with it, if you look at what they did with the iPad Pros this year, where they went to a very small bezel design, you could look at a 9.7-inch iPad and imagine the new version of that having a similar design. So the device itself would be a lot smaller. I mean, you're looking at like an inch at the top and the bottom, you know, half an inch at least on the sides. If they shrunk that thing down, it had the same size screen, right? But smaller form factor, I think that might cut it as well.
I mean, I'm looking at the iPad
Apple
mini.
Raise the price, you know.
20%. You know, I never even considered making this a little smaller, but I'm looking at this iPad mini. You're absolutely right. The screen, it's a lot of bezel on this device.
Well, I'm thinking about like the 9.7 inch version, right? So the 9.7, I mean, the iPad mini is the same basic form factor, just smaller. But if you think about like a 9.7 inch iPad, if they actually just shrunk it down to the size of the screen, it probably wouldn't be too much bigger than the iPad mini. You know? Be interesting.
What size is the iPad? Oh, it's 10.5, the iPad Pro. The smallest iPad Pro.
Well, yeah, the new, yeah, the smallest new one is 11, I think, now.
They changed it. Let me see here. iPads. Let's see. iPad Pro. Okay. iPad Pro 10. It's amazing how they're doing this. They have the new iPad Pros. Then you have the old iPad Pro 10.5, then the iPad at 9.7, then the iPad Mini. Yeah, so right. You're right. If they did take the bezel out, this thing is much smaller.
It'd be, I think I'd be okay with it. But
yeah,
I'd kind of deal with it. Whatever. I it's like $329. You know, I literally use this thing every day, every single day. It's the first thing I do in the morning. Get a cup of coffee and I read the paper. And I read Apple News, like we were talking about that. And man, is this thing not? The thing I'm using is just really slow.
Is it just chugging along? Because it's funny, I fired up an iPad 2 yesterday, and I had forgotten, about it. So I just fired it up. It's a clean install. It was really difficult to use.
Yeah,
it was really slow and sluggish.
After iOS 12 came out, I had been using the beta throughout the year on the device, but after it would finally ship the final version, I reset it, hoping that would make some difference. I know Apple finally did some work to make iOS 12 work better on older devices, but I think that might have only been for iPhones. I don't see any difference at all in this particular device.
Yeah, very interesting. You should have bought it. You should have bought it.
Yeah,
I did.
And of course, by buying, I would ensure that a new iPad Mini was coming out this week.
You know what I'm curious about? Who's buying? And this is I don't mean this in a joking manner, but who's buying the Fire tablets? I'm not talking about like the really inexpensive one. Like they obviously when you see their Cybermen, they're like buy three for $299, buy three for $149. It's such a weird way to market this device. Who's ordering this device?
Look at this.
You got a stapler?
It's a stapler. See what it says on the side of
Amazon
it?
Amazon Basic.
Yeah. This thing probably costs like 19 cents. I don't remember the exact price, but I remember I needed a stapler forever. And I saw this thing, like an ad on Amazon site, because I did spend a lot of time on Amazon this past weekend for Amazon Basics. And I was like, what do they sell? They sell everything. They have backpacks and luggage and kitchen accessories and storage things and bedroom stuff. And you could kind of live on Amazon Basics. And so the reason I mentioned this is because you just said, who's buying this stuff, right? And I think the people who are buying it are normal people. I think this is middle America stuff. Amazon Prime is kind of a semi-luxury, but you kind of get all this stuff with it, including digital services. These tablets are inexpensive. This is a place where you can get those things, on the go. They're not very good tablets. I mean, every couple of years I buy one just to kind of see if the state of the art has shifted at all. It has, never has. But,
they're still selling that 8 gig Fire 7. They're still selling that thing.
Well, so what's the point of that, right? It's for a kid or a person a home where you're going to be streaming on it, right? Mm-hmm. You're not taking this on a business trip to watch a movie on the go, right? Although I'm sure you could put a memory card in it, whatever. But, that's business traveling. You don't see Amazon Kindle Fires on a, or whatever they're called now, Fire HDs, on a plane, You see them in people's bedrooms and living rooms. Like they're little things you use around the house.
So talking about bedrooms and living room, a friend of mine and he, we were talking on iMessage. I hadn't seen him in a while. He was asking me when I'm coming back to Manhattan to get drinks and dinner. Mm-hmm. So I was talking about it and he was listening to the show last week and he messaged me. He's like, oh, what I ordered? I go, what? He goes, I ordered the show mode charger. He ordered a Fire Fire HD, an 8-inch Fire HD with the dock.
What was the thing?
The show mode charging dock.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So it actually becomes
an assistant thing.
Yeah, the assistant thing. And I'm thinking, for $100, that's actually not that bad.
I need to go look at this now. I gotta say, so one of the things I've been looking at smartphones this year. Amazon yesterday had this incredible deal on Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus. You got it with you could get it alone, you could get it with an Echo Spot, or with an Echo Spot and a second generation Echo And it was, I want to say it was $639. And it was what an incredible deal for this phone. Today, I'm looking at it right now. It's $900. Right? So it's still on sale. It's still less than the list price. But they do, Amazon, you know, we talk a lot about how they have this kind of unique strength because they can mix and match physical goods and digital services and stuff. But one of the things they do that's really interesting is they can bundle their own stuff with other products, right? So this is like a whole little ecosystem of stuff you just bought. You know, you could get the Alexa app if you wanted on the phone, obviously. And now you have three of these things in your life. Well, no, it's kind of interesting.
No, it is. You're an Alexa home, right? Not a Google home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there absolutely are those people.
Yeah.
So this thing you're talking about, what's it called?
Hold on, I just closed it out. Sorry. I just posted a link and I closed it out. It is.
And this is like it's a stand.
It's a stand. It's called the all new Shomo charging dock. So let me see if I want to just buy this charging dock. It's $34.99 for the show. It works with the 7th gen and 8th gen tablets.
And what it is a shell for the tablet and then a little stand.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play when you place it, must sense the shell. So it's NFC or something, and then it, or whatever it is. And then it goes into some mode where it's displaying stuff.
Show mode.
Some kind of mode, whatever the name is. Oh, it's called show mode. right.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes like the Google Hub, essentially, you know? Call friends and family, really... play your music, play your videos, view your photos.
This is not very elegant. Wasn't so cheap, and the reason is, Amazon's tablets are terrible. I can't stress enough how terrible these things are. And whatever this tablet is, does not have whatever the componentry is that's required for show mode to work. So the show mode charging dock ships with a shell that you plug onto the back of the tablet. You have to carefully insert a USB dongle thing from it into the top of the, just the Fire HD, whatever the hell that thing's called. It's like this complicated three-piece contraption. The tablets are so crappy. Like the tablet should just have this stuff in it, whatever it is. It must use.
Yeah.
Let's just pretend it's NFC. Who cares what it is? But, you know, like they won't put it in the tablet. So you have to do this convoluted thing just to make this thing work.
Paul, I'm telling you right now, a year from now. So this is one of my, I'm going to do an early prediction. This is going to be that Google Hub thing. This is going to be the answer to that. Where people are gonna, they're gonna really. Yeah. First of all, they dropped it down to $100, right? I know a couple of people that ordered this thing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I think the concept is
cool.
I'm talking about the Google one, right? The Google one is cool because it's dumbed down, and Google didn't put a camera because they don't want you. You know, we don't want you to feel uncomfortable. Right. This thing in your bedroom. Lenovo, however, we discussed last week, has a better product and has a little notch that covers the camera if you don't want it on. And so it's a couple bucks more than the. No, it's probably the same price at this point.
It's not even. It's about $50 more. But
okay,
it's a much bigger screen, and I think that makes all the difference in the world. The problem with the Google thing is that the screen's too small.
Yes,
you know, it's like a 7-inch or something. It's a tiny screen.
Or what if this is the answer to it? Where you know what? Why do we need it? Why do we need an entire appliance that has a screen on it? Why not just have a tablet and you mount it and it comes with this dock and now you put it in whatever mode, hub mode or show mode, like they're calling it.
So Google has some kind of a dock for its Pixel 3 phones. When the thing is docked, obviously it's charging wirelessly. And then it has some kind of mode that it goes into where it's displaying ambient information, whatever it might be. This kind of thing has been around for a while. It's fine. My point is only that the Amazon solution, because Amazon is so cheap, is just a convoluted series of things. I don't know if it's because of charging or for the connectivity. I don't know what it is exactly, but for some reason they have this extra plate in the back with a USB dongle on it, and that's what you need to make it. And that's the problem, you know, because it's, you know, when you bring your car into your phone, if you can program. Android Auto to do this anyway, it will because you make the Bluetooth connection, your phone can go into a mode where you only have like big touch, you know, easy buttons, and you listen to music and use the, you know, navigation and so forth. It's easy to do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the problem, you know, Amazon, they're kind of the bargain bin, and this kind of thing is, they don't have premium tablets. They have premium Echoes now, by the way. Like, some of those are pretty nice. But these tablets are just, I mean, they're, God, they're just the type of thing you get in a box of like cereal at the bottom. It's like, oh, I got an Amazon tablet. You know, my Cheerios.
So Vin in our chat says you don't need to have the stand to go into show mode. Show mode is available just by asking the stand. The stand is an extra. I'm having trouble seeing this. The stand is just extra. So you could actually go into show mode, but why are they calling it the show mode stand?
The point of this thing is that when you do set it down on it, it just goes into it automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's an elegance to that. Like, if you didn't need the extra part, I think that would be cool because you could leave it one of these in your kitchen or mm-hmm. have one by your bed or whatever it was. You know, you use the tablet around the house. And then when you're in the kitchen and you want to interact with Alexa or whatever you want to do, you just place it on there and it goes into the spot. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fine. But again, like I said, this type of functionality is not uncommon. It's just that the way Amazon's doing it is, I think, because their tablets are so basic, they had to add this extra piece.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what the future of these tablets are, because obviously it's a lot of kids, like you said, a lot of people at home. You don't see these in the wild, and maybe they are selling. You know what? Somebody's shopping for their grandkids and sees three tablets for $299. You know what? Here, I'm done. Everybody gets a tablet. You're all set. Everybody gets your iPad.
I don't know if they actually have this, but you could imagine going into Costco and seeing exactly what you just described, a package with three of these things for $200 or whatever the price would be.
Yeah.
And someone's like, yeah, you know, screw it. I can have, you know, for less than half the price of an iPad, I can give every kid in the family their own tablet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they'll be very ungrateful after that. They'll think, you know, grandma will say, I got you what you wanted. And they'll hand them the tablet. Mm. They open the box and it's not an iPad. And they go, I hate you, grandma, and storm upstairs. Right? Is that how it ends?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much.
Yeah, that is how it ends.
Yeah. The biggest disappointment ever. My brother constantly talks about this. When he was younger, he wanted an iPod. In the worst way. He wanted, I think it was, not the Shuffle, the Mini, iPod Mini. He wanted an iPod Mini, yep. The worst thing. And my mother told him, like, listen, I'll get it for you for Christmas. My brother's like 12 years old, you know, or 13 years old.
Sure.
What do we know? Christmas morning, they're opening gifts, and my brother opens this, and he sees it. He goes, oh, my God, I got the iPod. And he looks at it a little closer, and it's a Chinese knockoff.
Are you serious?
The sheer disappointment in this poor kid's face. Listen, I know. I know. It's a funny problem. It's not the worst thing in the world, but he really, for a second, it was like 2 seconds, he thought he got
that
it.
Kind of thing.
And my mother goes, what's the difference? My brother goes, I think this is fake. He goes, what's the difference? It's still going to play music. And I thought to myself, you know what? My mother's not wrong. It's still going to play music. It's still going to do it. But it was such a disappointment.
This is literally like 20 years ago, but I was checking out at Best Buy with my wife. This grandmother type comes in behind us. And she has these cassette tapes or CDs, I don't remember, whatever they were. And she goes, excuse me, is this the type of thing a 15-year-old girl would like, or whatever the age and sex was, I don't remember. And we looked at her and we were like, I think you should buy a gift certificate. you just don't do that, you know?
Just buy a gift card, guys. If you're in doubt, when in doubt, just buy an Amazon gift card and all will be happy in the world. Guys, I love doing the show with you guys. We're streaming live on Twitch right now. We're streaming live on YouTube, which the YouTube chat is bumping. This place is happening, Paul. And we love continuing doing this. And for people who don't know, we do a bonus show. Each week after the show, Paul and I do a show called What to Talk, where it's a random conversation that we decide midway through doing the show, what we're going to talk about. Generally, it's just whatever comes to mind. I do have some topics I want to talk about this week. But if you want to fund us, you want to help the show go. And listen, I quit my job, for people who don't know. I'm now a full-time podcast. I'm back to full-time podcasting. You know, where the money really is, Paul, in podcasting. I left my job, and now I'm doing this full-time. And your support goes a long way. If you go to patreon.com/whatthetech, you can fund us there. As little as $1 per episode goes a very long way. Also, if you're a fan of this man right here, this is Paul Theroux, one of the greatest tech journalists ever in the history of technology. Go to Theroux.com, become a premium member there. There's some great articles, great discussions. You get access to all this stuff. Is there a special going on, Paul? Anything going on with Theroux?
Premium, yes, there is. There's a sale.
Ooh, what is the sale?
It's a sale. It's got an alert, by the way. I have a...
You got an alert for sale?
No, I got an alert for a phone call I have to do at the top of the hour.
Okay. Okay, so we'll hurry up with this. But you go to therot.com and join Therot Premium. I'm a premium member. I think I'm like number 23. I take pride in being Michael nice. Jordan's number. You can go there and do that. Paul, I want to talk to you about this LG patent that people were discussing a couple days ago about a 16-lens camera phone. What is going on with this? You know,
it's getting kind of stupid.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking, okay? Is this becoming a pissing contest at this point?
Yes.
By who has the most cameras on their phone? Because
the funny thing is, Google has been able to do with one camera lens what other companies can't do with 2, 3, or 4 camera lenses. So this tells me that this kind of brute force type of thing isn't necessarily the best approach. But cameras are one of the big selling points on smartphones these days. And I think the smartphone market has kind of ended up like the PC market did, where premium phones are where the money's at. And how do you outclass other premium phones? You have a better camera.
I mean, a better camera, yes. But putting 16 different cameras on a phone, and I saw that they're not giant lenses like we see now. But even when you look at Huawei and you look at Samsung, you know, Samsung has a quad cameras now on the back and 6 cameras. Huawei has a 6 camera lens, and some are saying 8 camera sensors are now coming out.
Yeah,
why is Google able to do it with one? Why is Apple able to do it with 2? Sure. And everybody else is doing 6 of them. Is it the fact that they're using crappier components and hoping for the best when the software stitches it together? Because that's really what it means, right? They're using lower quality components to try to come close to one.
Right.
I'm afraid like this is going to become the trend.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're going to see a lot of 16 lens cameras. Like, I think this thing is kind of kitschy and kooky. I don't see this as the future of smartphone cameras. You know, first of all, these cameras, all those things you just mentioned, all have excellent cameras. They're fantastic. They'd be good for almost anybody. People who really care about photography, well, will carry a camera, but they have those clip-on camera lenses if you want special features like a macro lens or a telephoto lens or optical zoom or whatever it is. I feel like Google's pretty much solved this. The only place the Pixel kind of falls short from a camera perspective is its lack of optical zoom, you know. And even Apple only has 2x optical zoom still after, I think, 3 years now, or at least 2 years. I think this is an area for improvement, and optical zoom probably requires some kind of motorized, you know, actual moving lens. And maybe that's really difficult to do in a thin form factor and possible today, whatever. So, you know, if you want that stuff, I think a clip-on lens will solve the problem, but you know, putting a spider's eyes array of lenses on that, what is it? We're going to have like one lens for everything and, you know, different focal lengths and different, settings. I don't understand the point of it.
Well, I think that they're doing some sort of 3D scanning also with that camera. That was part of it, where it's going to give a 3D image and all this stuff. I don't know. Listen, I just want one really good picture of my kids running. You know, dogs and kids—they're the worst thing to ever shoot because they never stand still. Like, if I could do that, I'm fine. Also, the other thing is Google's doing that image stacking algorithm, which it's very useful. You know, really doing well.
Yeah, solving the problem with computer science, and it works on a single lens. You know,
amazing.
There are ways they can improve things for sure beyond this, but I feel like the fundamental issue has been solved, and Apple has their newest phones have those neat things where you can kind of change the background blur on the fly after the fact, which is really cool. Samsung, I know, does something like that as well. Actually, Google does something like that as well. You know, whatever. It kind of, I feel like phones today satisfy most people's needs, and there's a phone for you if you really care about photography. I don't think anyone was asking for a circle of circles.
if someone
can't touch.
If someone is buying a phone right now, Paul, and they go to you and they go, I want to do some photography with it. I really want to do, you know, just, would you recommend the Pixel or would you recommend the iPhone?
Yeah. See, it's a tough one. Cause the Pixel has all kinds of other problems that I can't really recommend it. If all you care about is photography, the Pixel, I think is still the best, but the latest iPhones are fantastic as well. And those are great phones. The latest Samsung phones from this past year are excellent, and they have great cameras too. Those are great. It depends, you know, everyone, I always talk about this as kind of a matrix of choices. You have the things that really matter to you, and they kind of circle each other, and some of them impact the others, and some are more important than others and so forth. And, you know, for me, I stick with the Pixel. I'm using a Pixel 2 XL, but I stick in that ecosystem for a variety of reasons. It's not just the camera, but that's part of it. I don't, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, something like the iPhone, if you said, well, you know, the iPhone has more capabilities with regards to extensions, more of those lens type things you can add to it, and that makes it a better camera overall. Yeah, sure. If that's what you want to do is walk around with a bag full of lenses or whatever, I guess you could do that. But I think any of them are fine, honestly, these days.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, by the way, that 6T by OnePlus, they have a night mode also. What do they call it? It's called Nightscape.
Yeah, it's not very good.
It's not very good.
No, it's better than it was. You know, their cameras, I would say, are good to very good, but they're not excellent. They're not superior. They're not great in low light. That mode you're talking about introduces some noise, you know, which is what you kind of have to do when you let more light into the camera in a low light situation. You know, there's going to be just the natural shake. And that's one of the things that's cool about the Google thing, the night sight feature. I don't know. Did you ever look at my night sight comparisons?
No. Where is it?
So you should do this. If you go to my Instagram account.
Okay. Let's all go there.
How would you find it? The problem is it's kind of a weird. Rot? No, it's on Instagram.
I know, but what's your username? Therot?
Oh, Instagram / Therot.
Okay, let's see. Let's load this.
So one night, the night I got this feature, the way to look, what you're looking for is, are you looking at like the grid of photos or whatever?
First of all, my God, that the last set that you did, it's stunning, these photos.
Okay. But about eight rows down, there's a picture of a dark room with like a door with light coming through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just gotten this feature that day, and we were watching TV, and I said, I should do some test shots. So I turned off the lights. I took one picture. I just turned and took a picture over the corner of the room. And then I turned on night sight and I took another picture. And if you flip through the two in that set, you'll see the original and then the one with night sight.
Yeah, that's really impressive. It
is astonishing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like HDR is also on it too in night sight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really impressive.
What's interesting about night sight is that the Pixels have always excelled in low light photography. And I've done some shots since. Like I took a picture outside the other night, actually maybe on Thanksgiving night. I've taken some other dark room photos where you actually don't see much of a difference between regular and night sight, because the truth is this thing already does awesome in low light. It already blows away every other camera in the world for this in a smartphone. This is for very specific situations. I mean, it has a dark room with people in it. Like if you're in a bar, like a really dark corner of a bar, it's hard to even understand like why it would be so dark and you'd have to take a picture, but group of people outside at night, I guess, without any lights, that kind of thing. When there's no light source, this thing is astonishing. If there is a light source, you can kind of focus on it with your finger and the normal photo will be amazing. But this is a computational tour de force, you know.
Yeah, I mean that's really the future, right? It's AI stuff, and it's the algorithms really understanding what they're doing. It's getting smarter and smarter. But Google is really they're at the forefront of this. Beyond Apple, surprisingly, you know, Apple.
Oh yeah, no, Apple's never competed in low light.
Well, you know what's amazing though? You know, something you brought up though. If you think about Apple's success, right, as a as a phone for their iPhone, obviously we understand why it's successful. But when it comes to the camera, they've always been ahead. This is probably the point where, you know, they're not that's as ahead as you would imagine they would be.
Google's actually been ahead for at least 3 years. I mean,
at least 3 years, yes.
The Nexus 6P and the 5X were well ahead of anything that Apple was doing at that time.
But, I mean, you look at portrait mode, right? And that's a great example of Apple struggling with adding a new feature to their phone, because originally it didn't come out with the phone when it was supposed to. Then it had a slew of issues. It still does. It's not the most elegant, easy thing to use. You need the absolute perfect lighting and the perfect conditions to get the image that you want. And it's something that they gloat at all these events, that their portrait mode, and look at these beautiful photos they're able to take with this model no light.
Portrait mode is not Apple's strength. The problem is portrait mode requires AI and computational expertise. It's examining an image and it's trying to find the edges. It's really hard. Like my hair is relatively smooth, but it would still find little, you know, hairs sticking up that it would smooth out and put into the background. If you have someone with curly hair, even in the Apple demos on stage, some of the shots, you can see the blur on the edge. Like, that's always going to be error prone. It's just never, you know, so they have the two camera lenses and that kind of, you know, it helps. But they're never going to really overcome the basic problem with this functionality. Whereas someone like Google or a company like Google probably is going to overcome it because they do have this expertise.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm actually looking at these comparisons between, you know, I think I'm going to pick up a OnePlus just to get it, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have, you know, just to test it out, because I'm really curious about it.
It's an awesome phone. It's just that the camera is not awesome. The camera's okay. It's fine. You know. It's just not awesome.
Also, did you see that Google did a patent? There was an FCC filing for a Google Glass Enterprise Edition 2 with...
Jeez.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so they're back at this. Well, you know, that was an amazing... I don't even know what to describe it, but that was something else, how people were really into this, and then they got it. And then they realize, oh my gosh, the thing is terrible. Did you have one?
No.
You didn't have one. I mean, it was amazing. I would see people walking around Manhattan with this thing.
There were only two places on Earth where that would ever happen.
Manhattan and San Francisco.
New York City and San Francisco.
Yeah.
And the year these came out, I was in San Francisco for a Microsoft event, and I was walking into or out of the Mosser Hotel. I don't remember exactly, but I bumped into this guy that I kind of know. And he's got the Google glasses on. And I said, you're decided to be an asshole. And he says, no, you should try these out. And he kind of pulled them off. And I was like, no, I'm okay. Like, something that overtly tech, you know, it's not, there's something about it that always rubbed me the wrong way. You know, it's kind of hard to explain, but,
I've always said that the evolution of that device is not now. That's 20 years from now when it's a contact lens that you put on,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly right.
That's what that device is going to be. It's going to be a little contact lens with a sensor, and they're going to have this mind-blowing patent on it, and you're gonna have all these things that come up.
I can't remember if I told you this or if it was Leo, because I confuse you guys a lot.
Oh, thank you. I take that as a compliment, even though I do have better hair than Leo.
I read this story about Sweden going cashless and the problems they're having with that. And that's something we certainly had experienced in our home swap. But there's some thousands of people in Stockholm, or Sweden anyway, who have gotten implants in their hands. And the implant allows them to wave it as they go through the train station to get on the subway or whatever the commuter rail is. And so instead of having a card, like, you know, people kind of bump up with their butt because, like, the card's in their wallet.
Yeah.
And they don't even want to take it out. Or they take the wallet out, but don't take the card out, and they slap the wallet down on the machine. What these guys can do is it's just a little chip in their hand. So they just wave their hand and the thing opens and they go through. And you can kind of see, like, there's going to be stuff like that, you know?
I don't know how I feel about that. You know, that's like a, end of the world, you know,
if you have to commute every day and you want to, you know, be as efficient as possible. I get it. I would probably do it. Just, you know.
Oh, man. I'm thinking about, you know, but I don't trust.
What are they gonna
I don't trust it to work. Now I got this implant. MTA is having problems. It's not working. It never works. I did this thing in my arm. Okay. Now I have an infection. They cut off my arm. Okay. All right. This is what I see happening. Do you know how terrible our subways are here?
You're going to be a suspect in a murder case because look at you. And this thing is going to prove that you were just commuting every day, doing your normal thing.
Yeah, that's how it's going to happen. That's how it ends. Yeah. That's how they catch me. They track me like that, Paul. And also the thing that they put in my head also. That's the way they know what I'm up to. A couple other things. I know you got to go at the top of the hour, but I am also very interested in the NVIDIA Shield. A lot of people are on me to also buy this thing. It was on sale. It was on sale over
still,
the...
I think it might still be on sale.
I think it was $139. It's $164 now on Amazon. Yeah. But I think I'm just going to pull the trigger and get this thing because the amount of praise that I hear from people that have this, so, it's unanimous.
And this thing.
It's actually, it's shy. What, you found like a bootleg one?
No, I have an older, why can't I find this thing? I have an older, it's not that old, but like a year or two old Android TV box. And it's, I thought it was Xiaomi that made it. Yeah. Yes, that's right. So that one is, you can still buy it for $60. But my understanding is there's a newer version, which I can't find for some reason.
Let's see, Android TV box.
Yeah, it's like me. It's called a Mi Box. Mi.
Oh, the Mi Box. Yes. $59.
Yeah, but that's the original one. That's the one I have.
Okay,
it's okay. there's a newer one. I guess they don't sell it at Amazon yet. That's supposed to be better. You might want to just compare the prices between that and the NVIDIA Shield, and then see what the differences are. I don't actually know, but
I like that they look at. All the stats, 7.1 Android TV, J Deal, W1, newest Android, 7.1, smart TV box set, Amlogic S905W core, quad core, 1 gig RAM, 8 gig ROM. What?
I know, it's
1 gig RAM, 8 gig ROM, 4K Ultra TV, support video encoder for H.264. Jeez, can't you just say the product? Let me read it later. That's wild.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, they're I guess they're selling enough of these things, you know?
We've been using Apple TV. We recently switched to Roku as an experiment. I really like the remote. It controls the TV, everything. It works great out of the box. I like that kind of stuff. I never had this kind of, I think Apple TV, Roku, and you know, you like Fire TV, I know, for example. I don't think Android TV is up to the task. You know, like, I don't think it's, this is something about it. I found it to be very lackluster, even though, you know, it has a nice remote. It was fine. The performance was okay. There was weird stuff in the UI you couldn't customize. I didn't like that.
But whose fault is it? Is that the OEM, whoever's putting it out, and they didn't modify the software? Because that's pretty much what it is. Or is it just the Android TV platform? Or is it just all like that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Because the NVIDIA stuff, and these are people that are very picky. A lot of, and I mean that in a good way, right? I don't mean that in a jerk way. A lot of people that have this NVIDIA Shield have it for certain reasons. And it's always unanimously positive whenever we get feedback from people, which is often.
What was the point of it, though? Wasn't the point of this thing it was going to be a game machine, too?
It was going to be a game machine also. So it was essentially the fastest. But it has Google Assist built in. It has Chromecast 4K built in, so you don't need a Chromecast if you have this thing.
That's just an Android TV feature.
I can't get their website to load. I don't know why. I broke it. It is interesting. I think I'm gonna pick that up. Anything else you're picking up before you wrap it up? I know you got to go, and I'm going to stay afterwards, and I'm going to do a little bit of a bonus
thing. Yeah, sorry
about
that. I didn't.
No, no worries.
I had forgotten about this meeting, and it wasn't on my calendar. They just sent me a thing like, hey, we're on. I was like, guys, it's HP, by the way. The iPad is something I'd like to fix for myself. I'm always shopping for bags. I spent a lot of time looking at that away travel stuff. Their little day pack and the small carry-on they have is something I consider all the time. No, I want to get a hipster wallet at some point. You know, one of those
What does that mean?
Like a little, like, low-profile, non-Costanza wallet. Where you can
I was going to say, do you have the Costanza? Is that what you have?
I just have a normal wallet, but I've been kind of, I'd like to downsize that a little
bit. I'm going to show you mine. This is my wallet. I'm a money clip guy now with no money. Talking about
that. I say hipster wallet. Look at you.
Yeah. Look at this. That's I just have a couple credit cards, empty Metro cards. Sure. My license.
You don't have any problem carrying those around, but you were.
So let me show you this. Let me show you this license.
Okay. Like I said, someday, murder trial, you will be a suspect.
Yeah. That'll be the photo that they show.
What is it, a specific brand?
Leatherology.
Okay.
And it was not that expensive from what I saw. It's not, you're not talking like $100 thing here.
Yeah,
real leather. It's phenomenal. It's the best gift I ever got. Best gift. Nobody ever topped this gift.
You know, infrared blocking technology and
No. It doesn't have any of that. No, it's just a hipster wallet, like you call it.
Sure.
Yep. that's my pick of the week. It's
a beard trimmer. You know, so it's
yeah. It's a beard trimmer, it's a coin purse, it's a money clip, yep. And it's a phone. By the way, before you go, I am getting sent that Palm phone that they released, that little Android phone. Yeah, I'm getting that sent to me because I'm really curious how functional that is. What is it called, the visor? No, not the visor. Jesus, I'm losing my mind.
Waste of time is what it is.
The visor was an old phone. What's going on? Palm phone. What is the name of that phone?
It's not even a phone. It's just a little.
It's a companion. Gadget. Yeah, it's a companion.
Yeah, it sure is.
They are sending me one, so I'm curious to see how functional this thing is. Listen, I was a Trio guy. I love my Palm. And then they had to go.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you go. You go. All right, guys. Paul has to go. I'm going to stay tuned. If you're watching live, stay tuned. I'm going to do a bonus show with you guys, and we'll do a little Q&A in the chat. So Paul had to go. But guys, if you listen to the show, you enjoy the show, go and subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. It's a huge help. We're also on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Twitch. We air live each and every week. Go to our website, gfknetwork.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Zarin. You can follow Paul at The Rot. If you're watching live, stay tuned. I'm going to continue doing this with a bonus show. If you're listening to the podcast, go to patreon.com/whatthetech and subscribe there. We'll see you all next week. Take care.